Later on at the palace, Shol asked to see his son Yainasin in his private chambers. When the two were secluded alone, Shol said to Yainasin,
Yainasin, my son, do you realize what is going to happen tomorrow, Mirza Hashem?
Yes, father. We are going to go out into battle with the Pelishtim, and we will wipe them out once and for all.
Oy, Yainasin, you know that many things can happen at a battle.
Yes, of course. In any battle, many people die.
That is correct.
Father, are you trying to tell me something that I don't know yet?
As you are aware, that after any given battle, there are soldiers that return, and there are soldiers who unfortunately don't return.
Of course I know that. Father, if you are worried that perhaps I become afraid because of the size of the Pelishtim, well, with all due respect, Father, you would be mistaken. I am as courageous as ever. With Hashem on our side, we have nothing to fear. We will be victorious and return, won't we?
Yainasin, nonetheless, we must be prepared for the just in case.
What are you saying? What's going on here? I don't seem to follow what you're trying to tell me.
Let me put it to you this way. Think for a moment. What would you do if you knew you may die tomorrow?
If I knew that, obviously, I would sit and do tshuva every moment I had.
Then perhaps you should do that.
What? Are you trying to tell me that we are going to die tomorrow in battle?
I did not say that. However, it would be wise to be prepared and do teshuva.
Yes, of course, Father. You are right.
Yainasin understood his father's hint that they may not return from tomorrow's battle. All night long, Yainasin sat in his corner, doing tshuva, clapping al chet, saying vidui, confessing all his averos, all his sins to Hashem. And Shol did the same thing in his corner. They both fasted